your goddamn teeth.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Yeah. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hurry up, Buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Who are you?
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
It's the box.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
See, what did we not hear for just a moment here from American Idol?
Good tapes?
The only thing I think that maybe, because you still don't watch, right?
You still don't watch.
Then maybe the one part that you would have been interested in was seeing Jim Carrey being lowered to the depths of having to promote this stupid Horton Hears a Who movie.
And his elephants. And it just, even with Jim Carrey, it just couldn't work.
Yeah.
And we have a very special guest with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Carrey is here.
Hey, guys.
And already he looks embarrassed because he's sitting in the audience.
He does. Even though he's like a guy that can handle anything. You would think with his stand-up comedy and his career, but he does look like he did
it was
show that a little bit.
Going through my mind that as I was watching him with his big toothy grin and his apparent faux interest in the show.
Of course.
That he was thinking, is this what it's come to?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Jim Carrey.
Uh-huh. He must need some more money so he can keep climbing on Jenny McCarthy.
This is what the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond did last year on this show, and now I'm doing it.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah. How are you tonight, Jim? How you doing, buddy? Good. Good to see you, Ryan.
I'm sure he likes Ryan Seacrest calling him buddy.
Love How it. You doing, buddy?
See you guys. Great to be here. Good. What's with the costume?
Well, you know, when I get into a part, I immerse myself in it generally, and sometimes it sticks with me for a while.
Okay.
You know? But I've thinned down a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be a Fox film, would it be?
Uh-oh. Busted.
He is so dying.
Yeah.
And they're running.
Because after the initial teeny bopper, it settles in, and crickets. I felt bad for the guy.
And they're running like, you know, I always like the background noise on Star Trek, that quiet
rumble
hum of the ship.
Yes.
They're running underneath this, that American Idol.
And they even ran it during that semi-trailer, that customized trailer they ran for Horton Hears a Who.
Add excitement.
You like to point out the elephant in the room, don't you? Yeah, it's a bit of cross-promotion. You know, when you do a movie with Fox, you're contractually obligated to do a certain amount of that, you know? But it's okay, because I'm happy. I just want to be here to tell you guys I love the show.
See, right here, you know what that is? He's lying.
He's grasping.
I just want to say, I'm not happy, I hate this show, and I hate the fact that I'm wearing a suit right now.
Right.
An elephant suit on television.
It was very, very embarrassing.
I'm goddamn Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, he was above it, I thought. I really did.
I love the contestants. All of them deserve stars upon thars. And everybody down on the spec loves you, too.
Hey,
what's
Davey,
that?
Take a shot of the feet. Those are Randy's shoes.
Oh, yeah, and Buzz, he had big, like, fake elephant feet.
Of course.
And you notice everybody on the spec, he's still being the good trooper and promoting the movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Very sad.
And
I don't know.
It's part of Horton Hears a Who.
And why is it that REO Speedwagon song is in the Horton Hears a Who movie?
I have no idea.
At first, I thought it was just like a treat for American Idol.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, I saw the lead singer from REO Speedwagon, who looks like a cleaned up Eddie Van Halen.
Wow.
talking about how this is going to revitalize REO Speedwagon.
And maybe it's a pecking order, but you notice Carell's not doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not Steve Carell.
Kevin Cronin has sent out press releases about how it's really going to make things happen now.
Oh,
the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wrong.
Oh, no. I might need a shovel over here, by the way.
Jim Carrey, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Take the suit off now.
Jim Carrey, worst moment of his career right there.
Brilliant.
Jim, what was more embarrassing when you married Renee Zellweger for 5 minutes or when you were on American Idol?
He had the suit. It didn't work.
I'm going to say Idol.
For the days of the movie One
Jim.
Thing. He was horrible.
Jim Carrey.
Yes,
oh, and then here's the guy going home. Mm-hmm. Here's the stripper guy.
We're now Hernandez. Left with Christy and David. After 29 million votes, America has decided that Christy, you are safe.
He never gets tired of conjuring, does he?
And I've got to admit, he sucks me in every time.
Yeah, he really made it sound like she was going home.
He does.
He is really the second best guy on that show. Yeah. I swear to God, Ryan Seacrest, that is a hard job doing all that crap they make him do.
Yeah, and he's got that Carney influence where he carnies it every single week. He does it a different way.
Doing well.
Come on, what do you say?
You know, and he does it so well that you almost think he's got the cards. And he makes it up at the last minute as to how he's going to dupe with all the contestants that are on that show.
Because Buzz?
Yes.
Mike just made a great point.
Just like that.
I mean, really, isn't that it?
It's exactly how he does it.
Direction.
And I'd like to know behind the scenes whether they say, okay, we're going to do it this way this week. Because that show is very, very controlled.
And why this chick was on the show, I guess it's just her boobs.
That's a good reason.
What not?
Why do you favor rape?
This is why.
I like rape.
What not? Ain't got
nothing but love, babe. Oh my God.
Way to take it and crush it.
I actually went to iTunes to buy that today. You know, they do studio recordings of all their performances to put on iTunes.
Is that the studio recording?
That's not what she sang on the show. That's a studio recording.
All right.
Right there, boy.
Oh. You have it now.
That is 99 cents. That, like, your son's not going to have milk at school now this week.
He doesn't need milk. He's very strong.
So you could download the good-looking chick from American Idol.
Why do you, for the show, obviously, right?
I hate to admit it. I liked that song.
Oh, no.
I did. I thought it was good. And here's why. With a country song like that, you can't hide behind any sort of distortion or anything. She hit every note. It's not marketable, but I think she's a good singer.
Too many trans fats.
You think that's what it is?
Too many trans fats, bro. Yeah. That's got to be what it is.
It's not what they said at the Golden Donut in Richmond.
Well, Buzz, that's
solid shortening.
That's what you missed last night.
Yeah, now I know.
Quality, Buzz.
Well, that's maybe next week.
Right.
No, probably not.
Are we going to talk about the lady stuck on the toilet?
We're going to start there, as a matter of fact,
because
it's the story America's talking about.
Good.
Ness City, Kansas. Remember Sheriff Brian Whipple working the case.
Mr. Whipple.
I think everybody's up to speed, so I'll just give you the latest on this. Sheriff Whipple describes the woman, and this is what you were asking about earlier, describes her as very thin, a dark-haired woman, who appeared to be suffering from malnutrition and was unable to move her legs.
Vagina!
Sheriff Whipple said the woman had refused. He says the woman refused to be interviewed by law enforcement officials on yesterday's rescue.
Honey.
And although her boyfriend did not appear to have intended her any harm, the district attorney in Ness County thinking about filing charges of mistreatment of a dependent adult.
Here's the toilet lady's boyfriend.
I don't know how long she was in the bathroom. She has a fear of coming out.
2 years.
Most of her fear from coming out is her relatives. She don't want to see them. She's afraid if she comes out, she will see them.
And then here's the other thing he said.
She won't leave my buttocks alone.
She has a fear of coming out. Is she a homosexual?
No, I think agoraphobia we were talking
agoraphobia,
about yesterday. Agoraphobia. Right. I keep getting that wrong, but it's the fear of people.
It's grosser to me that she's petite and malnourished than if she was a super fat lady. Yeah.
If she was a pig, you could maybe understand it.
Yeah, because she could be sedentary for that long, and it would be fine.
And it would be harder to fuse your skin to a toilet seat. Well, obviously, if there's not as much skin.
Yeah, that's what makes it even grosser.
Yeah.
So if she's super skinny, then her butt was probably in the shape of a toilet
seat. Can you imagine the force, the G-force that she must have had to use to push her ass into the seat with such, almost like doing a bench press or something?
I think it's a question of settling over a long period of time. I think that's what wedged her in there.
But how many days, even if you're sitting like the most petite, like that fairy tale, the Princess and the Pea, the prince takes a leak all over all of these mattresses.
But the princess can still tell.
Yeah. I just can't imagine anybody could last that. My record's 11 days, and I don't understand how anybody
and
could
that's
do
pretty
that.
Good right there.
It is very good, but I didn't fuse to it.
You'll work on it.
Buzz, did Sheriff Whipple, I almost regret asking this in advance, say anything about her teeth?
He did not. And again, still no pictures of the woman, obviously.
I remember, though, the account from the guy was that she bathed, that she did clean up regularly. Mm-hmm. He brought her clothes.
I think that's before she became fused to the toilet, though.
Yeah, you can't be bathing if you're stuck to the toilet seat.
You can brush there, though.
Yeah, if it's a small enough bathroom, you can reach over and grab the toothbrush.
How's she going to spit?
But that's what I thought. Did we have, like, a quote where he said she did clean herself regularly?
Yes. Yes, he did say
I'm
that.
I'm still guessing the teeth were a problem.
I hope so.
His perspective may not be quite right either, so you have to take what he says with a grain of salt, I think. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the latest on the other guy in the news. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, his concerns are mainly legal.
Damn right.
At this point. It's been confirmed that Spitzer did not make a deal with prosecutors that involved his resignation as governor, so he didn't get any breaks by resigning. His biggest concern has got to be the money laundering and tax evasion charges he could face, good for up to 20 years in prison.
In their investigation of the Eliot Spitzer scandal, law enforcement officials found that the Emperor's Club escort service called Spitzer by the code name Client 9. But according to the escorts who actually slept with him, he's more of a Client 4.5, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow. That had me going there for
a minute.
You get
penis jokes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Suck on that, losers.
There's also the felony of transporting a woman across state lines for prostitution, but as we said, that is the least of his legal troubles.
You know, whenever they say that, I always think, what, they put her in a trunk or something?
Yeah. No,
transporting
train,
her across state lines.
Still, it's still illegal. It's the Mann Act or the White Slave Act that prohibits the taking of a woman across state lines
Where
for immoral
that
purposes,
man?
As the law says. And the fact that he could even be prosecuted on that, although he probably won't, but he could be, and that's ironic since one of Spitzer's first acts as governor was to sign a bill that raised the penalty from 3 months to a year for men who hire hookers. There are also charges, by the way, now, this evening, that Spitzer used state police during his reign to spy on New York's top Republican, Joseph Bruno.
You know, we were talking yesterday about the appearance of Mrs. Spitzer.
Yes. Silda.
Zilda Spitzer.
And I got to tell you that, of course, now she's hagged out. Now, who wouldn't be hagged out? Her
right.
husband
After
is doing this to her. She's, but I saw pictures of her, like, when he won the election.
Yeah.
Not bad.
You know, kind of doable.
Uh-huh. I told you before, she has that older Jennifer Aniston look.
Mm-hmm.
She really is similar to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she's nice.
Really pretty.
She's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about the bod, though. We haven't gotten a really good. She wears those, you know, Hillary Clinton suits. So it's hard to really tell what she looks like.
Well, she doesn't have big Popeye legs like Hillary, I don't think.
No, I think she's actually kind of sinewy.
Yeah, her legs have atrophy.
I think she...
Her legs have atrophy.
Well, maybe. I don't know. The people who make Saturday Night Live are denying that they've intentionally given the show a pro-Hillary bias. The show appears to have been supporting Hillary for the last 3 weeks, possibly even having an impact on the Ohio and Texas primaries. One sketch seemed to even prompt reporters to try to get tougher on Obama, to which Obama joked he was going to call Lorne Michaels to complain. Producer Lorne Michaels now says he takes this accusation seriously. Quoting him, "I can assure you there's no agenda." Head writer Seth Meyers, who donated $1,000 to the Obama campaign in January, says, "Our egos as comedy writers are too big to ever let our political loyalties get in the way of a joke." SNL's audience, by the way, is up by 1 million people since the strike ended.
What bothers me about this is that you have punks like the Seth, what's his name?
Seth Meyers.
Okay. Yeah. Who's talentless. Seriously. This guy's as talent as my foot with toenail disease. This guy's talking about writing comedy and the art of writing jokes.
Ed Ryder, yeah.
Listen, what you cats are doing is nothing like what they did in the heyday of Saturday Night Live.
No, the controversy should not be whether they're pro-Hillary or pro-Barack Obama.
They're not funny.
They suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make it funny.
I think Barack Obama should call Lorne Michaels and say, start writing the funny. Show me where the funny is.
Yes.
Make the funny.
Somehow.
You want to do a sketch? Do a sketch on Billy Crystal. You know, playing for the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's what I think
I'd
you
watch
do
that.
A sketch on.
Hi, I'm Billy Crystal. Wouldn't it be great if they dressed Billy Crystal like, remember that scene you and I were talking about in Annie Hall, where Woody Allen is sitting at the table, and he's figuring out that they know he's Jewish?
Yeah, it makes a line about the lady, the grandmother in the family being one of the great Jew haters of all time.
And then the next scene, it's brilliant editing. He's just wearing the traditional clothes with the hair. And,
the dreadlocks.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what I mean.
Yes.
He's a Hasid.
Right.
That's what
He's looking like a Hasidic Jew. It's one of the greatest editing moments in comedy.
So what you do on Saturday Night Live this week is first, you would never get Billy Crystal to do this because he would not poke fun at himself.
Right.
But if you could dress him up as a Hasidic Jew.
Right.
In a Yankees uniform.
Yeah, you just have the whole black outfit with the big hat, and you put a New York Yankee logo on.
He's got to just come out and say, hi, folks, it's Saturday Night Live. I'm laughing.
That, and that's where the funny is.
The really funny days, the cutting edge days, obviously they're gone, but for whatever reason, SNL has somehow managed to make itself sort of relevant again.
That's like why we're relevant, Buzz, please. It's just because there's nothing else on. But I do think that they should do the thing that they got criticized for. They said the reason they had the guy that's Oriental, they like put semi-blackface on him, was that the black guy on the staff
was too fat.
Does not look like Barack Obama.
Not at all.
Now, that would be funny if
go
he
with
used
it. Yes.
Go with that.
You use the fat guy as Barack Obama.
And you don't address the fact that he looks like Rerun from Three's Company. You just go, here's funny. Barack Obama.
Or what if the fat black guy played Hillary? Wow.
No, they wouldn't get that.
No.
Hillary Clinton.
But thank you.
Are you going to be running Best Of tomorrow?
Can I have that moment back?
He wants it back.
I think tomorrow, perhaps, if you're lucky enough to be hosting. Are you lucky enough to be hosting tomorrow?
The focus group has selected the segments, and Joe will be running.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, maybe you could write him some one-liners.
Perhaps. I wouldn't want him to butcher them, though.
See, black guy, fat guy as Barack Obama, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Black guy, fat guy as Hillary, no. Too much.
Too far.
I like it.
Golden donut.
Hillary Clinton rarely apologizes, but she did.
Vagina!
She did last night. And as an Associated Press reporter put it, once she started apologizing, she couldn't seem to stop. Clinton was meeting with a group of more than 200 black newspaper publishers who'd gathered for a convention.
Oh, I thought she was speaking at a feminine odor convention.
No. Black newspaper publishers. She apologized to them.
This is Robert the Mailman.
For her husband seeming to downplay the importance of civil rights leaders and for perhaps belittling the success of Barack Obama.
Rob Spiewak writes he apologizes as well.
Thank you, Rob.
Apologies all around. Quoting Hill, anyone who has followed my husband's public life or my public life know very well where we have stood and what we have stood for and who we have stood with. As a senator, she apologized for the government's response to Hurricane Katrina and for voting for the Iraq War, which, as she reminded everyone, was pushed by the president. And she apologized for Geraldine Ferraro, a former vice presidential candidate who recently said Obama's gotten as far as he has because he's a black man.
Ferraldo Box.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Clinton said Ferraro is no longer part of her campaign, and she called Ferraro's remarks ridiculous and wrongheaded. Ferraro, a Democrat and the first woman to appear on a major presidential ticket, says her remark was taken out of context. She says she's not a racist, to which she adds, Obama should be thanking her for saying what she said.
Same judgment she used in that fabulous Mondale Ferraro ticket.
Same judgment indeed.
Five diamond what?
Five diamond Jerry Ferraro. You can see her at the Emperor's
Club. If that's your bag, I think it might work.
Hot box. Hot Geraldine Ferraldo. What's her name?
Ferraro.
That's it.
I called her Ferraldo. That's a combination of her and Geraldo Rivera.
That kind
of
works.
I like her eyes.
Barack Obama.
Oh, that ended up being like an ad.
I think he misremembers.
That was supposed to be.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Equal time for Hillary.
Vagina!
Okay. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And equal time for John McCain.
I brought
the dynamite. There you go, Senator.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
What do you think, Jackson?
How about that Jim Nance today, huh?
Senator
Nance. Let's give credit to Jim Nance, ghostwriter also, Eli Spielman. He co-wrote the book with Jim Nance.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. He was rooting for Billy Crystal today. Right.
Always by my side, written by Eli Spielman.
Huh.
Wow. Good as gold.
Billy struck out today.
Yes.
Yes, almost got a hit. He hit a foul ball 6 feet outside the line.
Foul ball.
We heard the play-by-play. We read the transcript. We saw the pictures.
Look for it in the book, Billy Plays for the Yankees by Eli Gold.
Forward by Jim Nance.
Yes.
Senator Jim Nance.
Yeah, I'm going to run, guys.
Guys.
2012, guys.
Nance and 12. Hi, Donna Mike. The last time Americans...
Who are you?
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hello.
Hi.
That's not
Hi.
His real name.
Hello, newsman.
Hello, friends.
Michael Gold.
Buzz Gold.
I kind of works. The last time Americans said they were worse off than they had been 4 years ago was when Bush Sr. was leaving the White House. They're saying it again now that W is preparing to leave. For the first time in 16 years, Americans say they are worse off than they were 4 years ago. 43% say worse off than in 04.
Joe.
Only 34% say better off. 21% report no change. And today, it's not your grandfather's grandfather. A new study shows that old people, once thought to be stodgy, stubborn, out of touch, and deeply conservative,
yes,
are not as much so as they used to be.
Really?
As hippies and those who followed them age, they bring with them the social changes they've witnessed and the education that was better than their elders.
They still can't drive worth a crap.
No, some things never change.
Yeah, but I think they're hipper. I think they're much hipper.
Grandparents.
Hipper grandpa.
Such as my brother, Jim Source.
There's a perfect example.
Sure, looked like Kurt Cobain at one point in his life.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Rob, actually. He's not Rob's brother.
No.
We had my brother on the phone a couple of weeks ago, and Rob says to him, "Hey, Jimmy, aren't you a grandpa?" And he thought about it for
a
second.
Well, it struck us all sort of at the same time, because we realized that Marnie, who he has common interests with, brought family with her in the marriage, and it surprised all of us.
Yeah, he's a grandpa.
A my kindly brother, old grandpa.
My brother, the grandpa.
Gramps.
Grandpa Jim.
Grandpa Jimmy. Alicia Silverstone was excited about her new temporary role on CBS's critically acclaimed sitcom, How I Met Your Mother.
Alicia Gold.
She was excited at least until she found out.
I think so.
Really?
I think
she could play for the Yankees. How about that? I didn't know that. Well, that's something.
Alicia was excited until she found out.
How about that, Bagel City?
Chicken salad.
Well, I'll be a B'nai Israel.
She found out that
Billy.
Safe home.
700 strikeouts.
The producers of How I Met Your Mother had hired Britney Spears for a one-shot guest appearance because Britney called the show and asked to be on the show.
Leave Britney alone!
That's when Alicia Silverstone decided that her presence would be too overshadowed and bowed out of the series, at least for now. She may still join the cast at a later date. Sarah Chalk from Scrubs will take Alicia's original role in a one-time appearance as a doctor, and Britney Spears will still appear as Sarah's ditzy receptionist.
When did Silverstone hit the wall? Was it when she was Batgirl?
I think the only thing that I look back on where she was hot was Clueless, and then it was all downhill from there. Aerosmith
videos. Oh, my God. She stands up on top of that bridge and gives the guy the finger she's bungee jumped off.
Mm-hmm. Was that post-Clueless?
That was before Clueless.
Okay.
What song was that, Crazy? Or Bomb, 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 about crying, one of those songs?
I think she was in a couple of them, wasn't she?
Still a very sexy mouth.
Yeah, but she got the vish ass.
She kind of got the kernel corn teeth, too. She's got little buds.
I can
look
past all of that.
Really?
I'm a Silverstone fan.
She shows a lot of gum when she smokes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So does Chiquizzi.
Chiquizzi.
He's got gum. Chiquizzi.
Chiquizzi.
Yes.
Yeah, I copped it.
He's got tiny little baby chiclet teeth.
Right.
Big, gigantic gums. Wow.
But boy, can he sing.
Oh!
I will vote for him this week.
We are rooting so.
On what show?
On American Idol.
Who do you like on that show?
I like all of the contestants. I think they're very talented singers. But I really don't like Paula Abdul.
Who are you?
I'm Timmy O'Bivine.
Rotimi.
Yes. Rotimi O'Bivine. It's a very good show about pop culture. I enjoy it very much.
And we enjoy you.
Thank you.
We got to play this one more time.
All right.
Kelly Ripa.
Yes.
We rip a lot on this show. Mm-hmm. This is great. Listen to her this morning on the Regis show.
Nails it.
Doing an absolute right-on impression of Paula Abdul.
Yeah, I've been working on my Paula Abdul imitation.
Oh, really?
And I've kind of gotten it down.
It's brilliant. Listen to it, please.
It's okay. So she's like, David, you stay. Okay? You are who you are. And you are like a beam of color.
Pretty good.
That is good. I like
Pretty
that.
Good.
I think you should be like the fourth Idol judge.
I really?
They wouldn't give you a seat. You'd just like jump up and be like.
But I wouldn't know who to imitate. I'd be like, so yo, what's up, dude? Are you having fun? And then I would go into, because it's like, you look great. Like, you are who you are. But You did yourself no favors with that song, sir.
You are absolutely atrocious.
Thank you, Kelly.
She was on fire.
You naughty little thing.
Indeed.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I hated it.
I know you did
something. Okay, off you go.
All right, Buzz.
Now you can be a smart ass.
Well, thank you. Florida is considering a law.
Ringo.
Tell me, Johnny.
Let's get back to Buzz.
Ringo.
He used to be known as Johnny Ringo for a while on the show. JR.
That's right. Ringo. Johnny Ringo.
Buzz.
Ringo.
Yeah. Florida is considering...
Sorry.
That's all right. Florida is considering a law...
Sorry.
No, really, it's okay.
Shut up.
All right.
Cabaret.
Florida is considering a law that would require restrooms in restaurants...
Absolutely brilliant.
...to have enough toilet paper.
Absolutely brilliant.
The law would require Florida restaurants, the restrooms they're in, to have an adequate supply of toilet paper.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
The question is, how much is enough?
Exactly.
A bill proposed by a Tampa Republican wants restaurant health inspectors to check the restrooms as well as the kitchens. Among the things on the inspector's checklist, that there's enough toilet paper.
Absolutely useless.
That's really? The first place we cut costs.
Simon uses his hands.
How much are you charging now?
5 cents.
That's a good
per
deal.
Sheet.
Square?
Yeah, square.
Per square?
Yeah,
right.
The sheet. I call them sheets, you call them squares.
Remember that from Seinfeld when Elaine says, can't you spare a square?
Right, and sometimes at the end of the month, we put a towel in there.
Wow.
That's, they should be thankful for that.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
And let me say happy St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh,
just so
coming?
You know. Is that this weekend?
It's a green towel.
Well, it started.
Yeah, it's a shamrock.
That, then it becomes like Christmassy, doesn't it?
Yeah, very, very Christmassy.
Green and red.
It depends on the clientele.
I can make it Christmassy.
Hats off, by the way, to whoever hacked a highway information sign just outside of Philadelphia last weekend.
What did they make it say?
Some prankster changed the electronic sign from whatever it said to live nudes, exit 45.
I like it.
I do, too. And a mafia convict in Sicily, 36-year-old Sal Ferranti. He weighs 460 pounds.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Sal
is so fat that...
How fat is he, Buzz?
He's so fat that when he's behind bars, guards have to be assigned to him around the clock to assist him in all his bodily functions. Thank you.
I want to tell you.
Wild.
Over the course of Sal's sentence, they have moved his big ass 4 times so far. But he proved to be just too much of a burden for each of the 5 prisons to which he's been sent. He is now under house arrest, which means he just sits around the house.
Great house.
Oh, who's got wiping duty?
And German police.
Where's the wand?
German police this week caught a couple of elderly women trying to sneak something through security at the airport in Munich. That something was a carry-on bag containing a human skull, some bones, perhaps enough to make up an entire skeleton.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
The women say the man to whom the bones belonged wanted to be buried in Italy, that they were just passing through with his bones. The women said they were just carrying out the last wish of a man who died 11 years ago in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
The imagination runs wild.
Ew. Why would a German be in South America?
There's a thinking man right there. So many rules, so many laws. Here's one that'll ruin a couple of family reunions, I'm sure. In Virginia, it is now illegal for an adult to French kiss anyone under the age of 13.
Oh, great. Tell me now.
In other news, it wasn't illegal until last Saturday. The Republican representative,
ooh, I'm safe.
Republican representative behind the bill says a constituent's 10-year-old daughter got tongue-kissed by a 62-year-old man.
That's the last time I do an appearance at an elementary school. I swear to God.
You look great in your tuxedo.
You've learned your lesson then.
Hi, kids.
The man was convicted of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, which means he does not have to register as a sex offender. This new law would keep that from happening again. It passed almost unanimously.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
The one guy in the Virginia legislature who voted no thought that tongue-kissing a minor really ought to be a felony instead of a misdemeanor.
Oh, nonsense.
That's why he voted no.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, sometimes even paradise can go spinning out of control. When a 40-year-old man was propositioned by another man at a popular bar in Key West, Florida, his first instinct was to say yes.
That is not appropriate behavior, okay?
But the victim told police it got weird.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Once police removed the foam ball from his mouth and the pantyhose that kept it in.
What is he, a faggot?
Baby!
Police also found at the scene, by the way, a sex toy and some batteries.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
A bra. Oh. A Kleenex blotted with lipstick.
Oh.
And two tennis balls.
He's what you call anal, isn't he, man?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! All right, cats and kittens.
No!
Well, that's it. We're going to take. This will be my final vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right. Are you going to get all weepy?
You have one more really long one after
this. Yeah, right. So, we'll be back before the end of the month. See you then.
Right.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed?
May I have a moment?
Of course.
I want to say hi to a very special lady.
Who's that?
Nancy Nance.
Hey, Nan Nance.
Nan Nance.
Hey, baby.
And Eli Spielman.
And Drew Scott. I'm Billy Crystal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.